This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, who do you think could be Washington's X Factor this season? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910 on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Who do you think could be the Commander's X Factor this season? 833-804-0910. Our intern coming at us with the heat, Trey Amos, being this year's X Factor. 3 interceptions, 13 passes deflected at Ole Miss. I love that he was an Alabama boy. Before that, Saban was hyping him up on draft night. 6'1", 190, has already shown off his skills intercepting a ball thrown by Jaden Daniels at OTAs. 4.43 40 time, 32.5-inch vertical jump. He's a leaper. He can snag a ball out of the air. I do think he is absolutely on the X Factor list because the secondary is in shape where it just needs massive help. I really do think that that could be a bigger weakness than edge rusher. As much as everybody thinks we don't have a guy that can get 10 sacks, I think that could be Frankie Louvu. Maybe it's Dorrance Armstrong if he's healthy. Maybe it's, you know, sacks by committee with Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise helping out. But the secondary, that's what gives me the biggest worry. And so Trey Amos certainly on the list. Marshawn Lattimore has to be an X factor because if this dude gets back to his 4-time Pro Bowl cornerback level, then all of a sudden you're talking about a defense that has a couple of studs, right? Because we know how good Mikey Sanders still was as a rookie. So you get him and then Lattimore playing well. Dude, when Lattimore was on, he wasn't just a good cornerback, but he was a disruptor. Like, he would get into everybody's head. That's why he got into fights with Mike Evans, right? It's all about staying healthy, getting back to your Pro Bowl level, making a play on the ball, because he can be a game changer. At his best, he was a make a play on the ball, 50-50 ball, come down with it, flip the field type of player. That's absolutely an X factor. On the offensive side of the ball, there's certainly a few pieces you can point to here. I personally like rookie Jalen Lane, but I think the obvious one is your newest wide receiver, Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel, when he was at his best for the 49ers, was a top 3 wide receiver in football that year. Like, the man was a massive X factor in yards after catch, right? Like, that's the biggest part of his game. And I think it's nice because that's kind of different than what Terry McLaurin does. I think Terry's best asset is coming down with the ball when you never thought it was possible, right? Diving catch, you know, 50-50 ball. He leaps over somebody, you know, a low ball that he snags before it hits the dirt. Like, you throw it to Terry with the game on the line, he's catching it. But Deebo Samuel is different because he's like a screen pass guy. He's like a run a little pattern across the middle, let him catch him run. At his best, he's a dynamic weapon, and he could be the most dynamic weapon in the entire offense at his best. At his best, he's like untackleable. I mean, he goes past everybody, and he's so big, and I don't believe any of the stuff that he's fat and overweight, all right? I think he is strong, and so it does take more than just an arm tackle. Jalen Lane is my guy, and Jalen Lane was interviewed earlier this week and talking about going from Virginia Tech to Washington. I want to play clip 3, Stub, of Jalen Lane talking about Virginia Tech to Washington and what he hopes to accomplish his rookie season.
Hey, man, you know, you can always just think that, you know, HTTC, but it's the Commander's blood and Washington fans runs deep over there in Blacksburg, Virginia, so... You know, I know a lot of Tech fans are happy I'm here.
I love to hear that. Let's hear Jalen talking about being a punt returner for the Washington Commanders.
You know, I want to, you know, help the team in, you know, any facet possible.
Yeah.
You know, they always talk about on special teams, you got to have your 11 best on the field. And if I know I can be the best returner, best gunner, best whatever, I'm going to be on the field and help the team win. So, you know, whatever my role is, I'm going to, you know, take it on the chin and, you know, put it my 100% in it.
I really believe he's our day one starter at punt returner and kick returner, and I wonder how many weeks it will take for him to become wide receiver 3. I see that in his future. It's between Jalen Lane and McCaffrey, I think, in my mind, because I think both of those guys have a higher ceiling than Noah Brown. Noah Brown can be a possession receiver. He can be a guy we count on, but those are the guys that I think could create more explosive plays. Laremy Tunsil, but we do not know what we're going to get from the tackle that we traded for from the Houston Texans. Could be an X factor. Over the past 6 seasons with the Texans, he earned a 92.3 passing pass blocking grade. I mean, this is a guy that just would not let edge rushers around him. And the safety of Jaden Daniels is priority number 1. That's why they were so aggressive to make this move for Laremy Tunsil. And I also think it's like, it's going to be offensive line by committee to the point where if Tunsil is a star left tackle, whoever is that guard next to him is going to have a much easier task. Whoever is on the other guard, because Cosme will be hurt for the starting center, well, they need Tyler Biotis to play well. And then whoever swings out to right tackle, Josh Connerly, needs to be strong to help that position. So it's like this offensive line is going to be learning each other's moves, and it might take a few weeks. This offensive line might struggle to open up the season because Coleman's going to be in a new position. Connerly's going to be in a new position. We talked about this, Stub. The team kind of has 3 left tackles on the roster. Coleman, Tunsil, Josh Connerly. Can they adapt to being guards or right tackles? Probably, but it might take a few weeks.
I mean, Coleman for sure. That's what he did in college. He was a guard. The right tackle Connerly, I think, is the most interesting one.
Right.
Because I think I would put money that Tunsil's our left tackle. He's been a top 5 left tackle in the league for a couple years.
Yeah.
But everyone else is going to have to move.
And again, if the offensive line is improved, Jaden will be improved. And I loved that interview with Tyler Biotis that we aired on Monday, in which he said, you know, he doesn't care about Jaden's development. He feels like if they give him extra time in the pocket, extra time to release the ball downfield, he will be improved. He will have more passing yards. He will have better accuracy and completion percentage if they're able to block longer for him. My X factor offensively, I told you, Jalen Lane. My X factor defensively, Trey Amos is a good pick. Lattimore is a good pick. I think it has to be Will Harris because Jeremy Chinn last year was, I think, an above average safety. And I told everybody I would have paid Jeremy Chinn to come back, right? Like, we signed Ertz on a 1-year deal, Wagner on a 1-year deal, Chinn on a 1-year deal. I thought all 3 of them proved that they were worth the money to re-sign them. Like, you sign someone to prove it deal. If they prove it, you pay them, in my mind. And all 3 of them earned it. So I was a little upset when they didn't pay Jeremy Chinn. But if Will Harris is an upgrade over what I already thought was an above-average safety in Jeremy Chinn, then that's a massive X factor. Because with corners, we're still struggling, right? I mean, you're hoping that it could be Amos as an X-Factor. You're hoping that Sanders still takes a step forward. You're hoping that Lattimore gets back to his form. And if that's the case, then we're feeling pretty good about corners, 3 starting corners. But the safety position, I got questions about Quan Martin, and I wonder how good Will Harris could be. If he's great, that is a massive X factor for the Washington Commanders. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, the story that seems to never die is the Commanders wanting to go after Trey Hendrickson. Grant Polson brought this up on his show. The Commanders should be going after Trey Hendrickson. I want to hear this audio from Grant Stubb, because I've been saying this for weeks. I would give up next year's first-round pick. This is a guy that got 17.5 sacks 2 years in a row. You move heaven and earth to get a guy like that on your team, because this is your window of opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Let's hear from GP.
But no, I mean, you have not had a pass rusher better than Kerrigan over the last 10 or 12 years, 15 years, whatever it is. Hasn't happened. He's the best you've had. His ceiling in terms of sack totals, pressures, hits on the quarterback is Trey Hendrickson's floor. Kerrigan was really good. Kerrigan was never elite. Kerrigan was never a DPOY. He had a 24 hit on the quarterback season one time, and otherwise never had 20 hits on the quarterback. And I'm not trying to knock Ryan Kerrigan, but 24 has been the floor of hits on the quarterback for Trey Hendrickson over the last five seasons in a row. This guy would be your best pass rusher in decades. It is very, very rare that you can get an elite football player. I'm not talking about a good one like Terry McLaurin. We've had some of those guys coming through D.C. But I don't want Terry to catch shrapnel here. He's a really good player. I'm talking about an all-pro last year. I'm talking about a runner-up for player of the year on the defensive side, the equivalent of MVP. You got one on offense in Jaden Daniels now, it looks like. Go get one on defense. Having good players is a great thing. You've got some in Frankie Louvu in your linebacking core, Bobby Wagner in your linebacking core. When it's 72 and sunny, Deron Payne, who had an 11.5 sack season as a D-tackle. Hasn't done anything near that in the 2 years since. If it works out with Marshawn Lattimore and Adam Peters is right, he's a really good player. You got a bunch of those guys. Hopefully Sanra Still is going to become that type of player. It looks like he's on that trajectory. There's no DPOY type on this team defensively. There isn't. There hasn't been in years. They haven't had a player, forget defensive player of the year, be an all-pro defensively since Darryl Green in the early 90s, when your boy was, chasing my dad around the kitchen and asking him to put on Power Rangers. Go get one. He's right there for the taking. He doesn't want to be in Cincinnati. They're willing to deal him. It's going to happen inevitably. Be the team harassing them on the phone.
It's so obvious the Commanders should be reaching out to the Bengals to get disgruntled pass rusher, defensive star Trey Hendrickson, that they have to be reaching out. Like, why would Grant bring this back up? We've been talking about this since the Super Bowl. Is there a story that we don't know about? Is there inside information that he has that has not become public yet? Like, it's so obvious. Why are we beating the dead horse? Unless maybe Adam Peters is actually working the phone call, phones talking to the Bengals, and maybe there's some life to this. How much longer this offseason can the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson talk to each other and not meet eye to eye before they eventually say, look, we're going to move on from you? And you know who should be on the other end of that phone? As soon as that happens, Adam Peters. And I think he will be. And, we've been saying this for the last month on 910 The Fan. Before September 4th, when the Commanders take on the Giants, there will be a new edge rusher in the building. Whether it's Trey Hendrickson or a Za'Darius Smith or a Von Miller, I believe strongly there will be another edge rusher on this roster. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, Flying Squirrels, VCU Basketball, Virginia Tech Football, and the Washington Commanders. We were just talking about the Commanders' X Factor for the 2025 NFL season. It's time to go around the National Football League with NFL Hits Offseason Edition on The Fan.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL Draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
The question I have is, would the quote-unquote Madden curse force you to shy away from drafting Saquon Barkley? The Athletic says history is not on Saquon Barkley's side. Warning, Eagles fans, you're not going to like this story. Something to consider before your fantasy football draft later this offseason. History isn't on the side of Saquon Barkley, and it's got nothing to do with the Madden curse. Actually, last season, including the playoffs, Barkley carried the ball 436 times for the Eagles, which is tied for most in a season all time since the year 2000. So 25 years. 12 running backs have carried the ball at least 400 times for their team before Barkley did it last season. Each of the other 12, or each of the other 11, registered significantly fewer carries in the following year, and only four managed to put up RB2 caliber numbers. Something to keep in mind going into your fantasy drafts. I mean, Stubb, Jaden Daniels won you how many games this year, right? I mean, it was unbelievable.
He won me the league.
Saquon Barkley probably won people the league from what he did this entire season. I'm probably more inclined to draft Jaden again than Saquon Barkley. Like, I said this last year, and I'll admit I was wrong. I said there's no chance he'll stay healthy for the entire season. You think that's going to happen again? Is he going to carry the ball another 436 times for the Philadelphia Eagles? Is he going to have, you know, game-winning runs like he did this past season? I kind of think there will be a slight regression from Saquon. Like, he had a chip on his shoulder. The Giants let him go inside of the division. And he has this unbelievable season. He wins the Super Bowl. Is he going to have the same, you know, oomph? Is he going to have the same mindset that he had and replicate what he did this past season? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. He's a very injury-prone guy.
Yeah.
He got lucky, he made it through the whole season, won a Super Bowl. It's just not as likely to happen again.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. We had our intern do some research for us for some topics, and CBS Sports wrote an article by Cody Benjamin in which they ranked the NFL quarterbacks by power rankings following the 2025 NFL draft. And to our surprise, but also made us happy, Jaden Daniels was number one on this list. Jalen Hurts was two. That's how you know it's a a fake list. Joe Burrow was actually 3. Patrick Mahomes was not seen until number 6. Any list that has Patrick Mahomes out of your top 5, you can rip it up and burn it on fire in my mind. But here's what they had to say about Jaden Daniels. Recency bias? Sure. But you'd be hard-pressed to find an NFL team that wouldn't hurry to claim him as its quarterback of the present or future, contenders included. You know what, Stubb? I will 100% agree with that. Like, if you did a Madden-style fantasy draft for every NFL player, Jaden might be drafted in the top 5 because of what his future will look like. So for that, I understand him being high up in the power rankings. I would never have him ahead of Mahomes and Burrow, but in terms of, like, if you did an entire redraft, like, he would be probably top 5.
Sure, and I would absolutely say that. To call him
number one,
top 3 right now is a bit ridiculous and a bit short-sighted. I guess if you're only looking at last season's stats, and even then.
Well, but I think if you're looking at the ceiling, what he could eventually reach, from what we saw as a rookie, it's not out of the question for him to be as good as Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah, but that's a lot of if.
It's a lot of ifs, but I'm trying to understand how they had him as number one, right? And I think that's how they're doing it. They're thinking, wow, if he replicates what he did as a rookie over and over and over again, by the time he is Patrick Mahomes' age, he will probably have 3 Super Bowls. Now, I don't know if that actually happens. They went on to say he was simply unflappable for much of his dynamic debut, which ended on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. A second-year dip is possible, but who says Daniels won't keep climbing with some added veteran help in D.C.? Love that. I think that just gets me so fired up there. Looking forward to this season so much. NFL Nick Shook, NFL.com, make or break candidates across the NFL. And this list is great because it's so obvious. Like, the top of the list, Mark Andrews for the Baltimore Ravens. It is time for them to invest in a younger tight end. It's Isaiah Likely, right? I think it's likely that Likely gets way more touches than Andrews this season, right? He's entering the final year of his contract. That's why there were talks about possibly trading him. James Cook getting on this list is interesting to me, but there was already talk this offseason about Buffalo trying to trade him, which is weird because he had his second straight 1,000-yard season, but so many teams, they use a running back, they burn his treads, and then they sell him, and they move on. And also, it's a make-or-break year, it feels like, for the Buffalo Bills as a whole.
Yeah, right? James Cook is probably, like, the number 10 running back in the league or something around that. Yeah. I don't think you're going to get better available.
Do you agree make-or-break year for Justin Fields?
I don't. It's the Jets is such a weird organization. He hasn't gotten a proper chance yet.
And this is the right situation in my mind for him because he should have an elite defense. And that's how you win games, is a running quarterback with an elite defense.
He's got 2 elite running backs right now with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen.
I'm not a Breece Hall guy, but he was good.
I don't know why
I'm a Braylon Allen guy.
But like still, so then at least they have one in your mind, and they have Garrett Wilson. That whole team should be good. We'll see. It's the Jets.
I like them having Marshon Lattimore on the list. I mean, if Lattimore screws up this year for the Commanders, he might be out of the National Football League. Like that's how bad he was at the end of it. And because his contract's so big, I just wonder if teams will be like, you know what? We're just not going to pay him because it was 2 years in a row. He wasn't good enough. There's a lot of good players on this list. I think one of my favorites is Kyle Pitts, tight end for the Atlanta Falcons. He could be a massive X factor for them this season, or just be another dud. And at that point, we're going to say, you know what, bust of a career as a guy that was one of the highest prospect tight ends out of Florida. Just never really happened. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we're going to talk NBA, the fast break with AWOD. I'll tell you why I'm stunning everybody and picking the Indiana Pacers to upset the Oklahoma City Thunder and win the NBA Finals. Talk a little college football as well. When we return, the Cowan Gates Hokies update with Bill Roth here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Anytime you hear Enter Sandman, you know it's time for the Cowan Gates Hokies update with Bill Roth. What's up, Bill? How are you?
I'm well. It's our last Cowan Gates Hokies update for this academic year, and it's good to be with you. It's always great to be talking to folks in Richmond.
Yeah, I'm going to have to scramble to find a better Wednesday 1:30 segment. Won't be.
We'll be back in July at ACC kickoff. It's already June. We're only taking a month off.
Yeah. And the ACC kickoff, I mean, expectations for me are sky high because Bill Belichick at UNC.
Do you think there'll be some folks going to Charlotte this year to talk with him? It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun for our league overall, but certainly for those that are going to cover Belichick, for sure.
Yep. So given this is the final Cowan Gates Hokies update of the year, until we return in about a month, we wanted to do a Hokie hotline. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. 833-804-0910. Got a question for the play-by-play voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth. 833-804-0910. I've got a question for you, Bill. How do you think we should remember the 2024-2025 sports year at Virginia Tech?
Well, likely depends on your perspective. If you are a football fan, you won't remember last year fondly. If you look at the entire athletics program from a 30,000-foot perspective, it was pretty good. The Hokies coming into the spring championship, which is basically at this point the softball and the College World Series is left. The Hokies are 30th nationally in the latest Learfield Cup standings. And they did so well in some sports in the fall and over the winter too. I mean, you had top 10 teams in track and field and swimming and diving, men's swimming and diving, and you had a top 10 softball program. So you did a lot of your point acquisition in some sports that maybe a lot of folks don't cover. Unfortunately, in men's and women's basketball and baseball and football, it wasn't a great year. So it depends on your yardstick. I think overall the big picture stuff is pretty good. They raised a lot of money again. Hokie Club Triumph did well in the fundraising. The academic progress rates, the academic numbers are good, but in the sports that move the needle, the ones that are the revenue drivers, the ones that get 90-95% of the attention, Tech did not do well this year. So hopefully next year will be better.
You know, what's the football outlook for 2025-2026? My thing is, this team can go as far as Drones goes, and I believe that there was an injury issue at times last year, and he didn't play to his full potential.
Well, Drones hasn't been healthy. He wasn't. He couldn't stay healthy for the spring either.
Right.
So I think that's why we have a quarterback from Oklahoma State coming in that's going to be there along with Pop Watson to be a backup. You know, we saw Ryan and Brand, Keldon Ryan and A.J. Brand in the spring game. They're not ready. So that's why they went out and got a transfer quarterback. That's the second year in a row. You know, last year the Hokies got a kid from UCLA to transfer in and compete for the backup, and that was Colin Schley, and he ended up playing a bunch. And I think the same thing will happen this year. Watson did play some as a backup, but yeah, you're right. I mean, Drones has to produce. There's a lot of new names. Clearly, I was talking with Travis Wells. There, as of today, as of June 4th, there's 40 new players on our roster that didn't play last year for us. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Bill, we just got a tweet. So you could call us 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You could tweet us at 910TheFan, at AWOD Radio. Frank in Mechanicsville says, hey, Bill, how is the team bonding with all the new faces?
They like that. They're very high on the chemistry of the team as compared to last year. But, you know, you don't know till you lose a game, right? You don't know till there is some adversity. I think, you know, when I had a chance to visit with Jarrett Ferguson, who's taken over as a strength coach, he's so high on particularly a guy like Tyson Flowers, who transferred in. There's some transfers that have done just a really good job. And I think the Hokies have brought in some really good people on the offensive line. Kyle Altooner is a freshman. He may end up starting at center for the Hokies this fall. But he's done a great job in the spring and now in these summer workouts. And, you know, camp opens, it opens in July here. So it's not that far away till we get things cranked up again. But there are a lot of new names, and hopefully the issues that plagued Tech last year, I think everyone knows. If you don't, I'll just recap it. But after 9 weeks of the season, the Hokies, with the two-minute media timeout in the fourth quarter, essentially the two-minute warning, if the game had stopped at that point, they would have been 8-0 with a tie.
Right.
8-0-1 with 2 minutes to go. But yet overall, they were, what, 4-5? So you don't get credit. You don't get credit for 57 minutes. You got to play 60. And they lost two overtime games at Syracuse and at Wake Forest too, right? So, you know, a 6-6 record for the regular season could have been a lot different had they closed better. And they think, they hope, they think they've solved those issues. Now they've lost a lot of talent, right? To the NFL.
Yeah.
To the SEC. Kids transferred out. So we'll see how these replacements are. We've not seen Terrion Stewart run the ball yet. He just graduated from Bowling Green. Did not play in the spring game for Tech. We've seen him on tape. He looks great, but we need to see him. We need to see him against South Carolina here in 94, 95 days.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update, and it is Hokie Hotline Day. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Rob in Forest Hill says, hey, Bill, do backups like Pop Watson have a chance of starting, getting an opportunity if Drones has a poor start to the season?
Well, of course he does. I mean, every position is open, right? So, you know, he started the Virginia game last year. He started the bowl game last year. Garrett Rangel, Rangel transferred from Oklahoma State to Virginia Tech at quarterback. He did not transfer to Blacksburg to be the backup, right?
Yeah.
He was the backup there. So in his mind, he's competing with Drones for the starting job now. And we'll see how that goes. You know, Kyron has had, he's had some really good games, but he has to get better. He's got a new offensive coordinator with a much different offensive system than what he has been playing in with Bowen. And it's a new day with Philip Montgomery. It's more of a downfield passing offense. But they're not going to play the hurry up. We've covered this in the past. You know, when he was really at Baylor, they did such great work. And at Tulsa later when he was the head coach, they played tempo the whole game. They're not going to do that at Tech. I really think offensively, regardless of who the quarterback is, it comes down to the offensive line and the running game. Can they be a consistent running team? Because if they can't, then it's going to be really hard to win. But if they can run the ball, that'll change things in a big way.
How do you compare and contrast the two strengths of these quarterbacks?
Well, I have not seen the kid from Oklahoma State. You know, Watson isn't a big guy like Drones. So I would like to see Drones thrive under Montgomery's system. He's big. He can run the ball a little bit too. We just need to see his downfield passing game get better. And we didn't get to see. He was doing really well in the spring, but then he missed the second half of it because he got hurt, and then he had a procedure done. But we saw, for example, Cam Seldon's new, Donovan Green, a transfer at wide receiver. I really like our talent at wide receiver. I think it's a great room. Aiden Green has a chance to be an all-ACC player. Tekai Heath, same thing. Keelan Adams and Chance Wiggins, who were, you know, on the team last year, we know what we got there. I think those six guys specifically in the receivers room, if we can get them the ball and protect the quarterback to get them the ball, I think it could be a really fun season in the passing game for Tech. You know, Lane was a big loss. That's why he's in the NFL, right? And I think in Green and Seldon, Aiden Green, and Adams, Wiggins, and Heath. That's six, right? Yeah, those six guys I think can be really good for the Hokies in the receiving game.
We're going to continue the Cowan Gates Hokies update with Bill Roth, and the Hokies hotline phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, after this quick commercial break on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We are back for the Cowan Gates Hokies Update Part 2 with Bill Roth as we finish out the season. We'll take a short break, a sabbatical for a month, and we'll get back with Bill Roth for the ACC kickoff down in Charlotte. Bill, so I think we tackled football pretty well. You know, why don't we start with men's basketball? What's your outlook for 2025-2026?
Well, that's going to be a new-looking team also, but, boy, they do look a lot better. I don't know if you had a chance to hear some of the news. I mean, obviously, Toby LaWall is going to return, but
yeah,
there's and they still have three scholarships remaining, does Mike Young. But I really like what they've done. Some veteran guys coming in, Jalen Bedford, who committed back in April. I think there's a chance to be really good. Same thing with Isaiah Pasha. He's a guard who'll play well. A couple of big guys, Solomon Davis and Antonio Dorn, who probably come in and play right away. And he got a high school guard, Brett Freeman, who's going to come in as well. So the Hokies have 12 men's scholarship players now. They've got a chance to add three more. A bunch of kids left. Rodney Brown went back home to California. Jaden Young went to Chapel Hill. Pat Wessler went to UNC Wilmington. Ryan Jones went to Liberty. Brandon Rechsteiter left to go to Colorado State. It's crazy, isn't it? I was looking at the Coach Odom's roster at UVA. They got 12 new guys, too. And you're trying to figure out who fits where, and you're looking at tape from other schools. This kid has a YouTube channel, and so you watch his highlights. But you don't know till you play a little bit. But I do think the Hokies, they feel like they have more talent. They'll have a more talented team this year.
Yeah, and I hope the ACC has improved as well. I think my thought last year was too many of the transfer portals in the ACC were ACC to ACC. Like, you know, Lynn Kidd, Virginia Tech to Miami. I feel like this year the ACC more went out and got some SEC, some Big Ten, Big 12, and guys from lower conferences as well.
Well, I think schools that made coaching changes, NC State and UVA, Miami, they've changed the dynamic in how much players are going to be paid.
Right.
And that's the thing. Jim Larrañaga and Tony Bennett, and I think it's been well documented, right? They I don't know that they were all into players making seven figures. And if you're not going to do that, at least in our league, you're not going to win. And Miami is anteed up, and that's clear. And we'll see how they do there. But, you know, they hired a tremendous coach from Duke, and Miami's going to be really good. This year, Miami's going to be a top 20 team, maybe a top 10 team, Larrañaga got them to the Final Four, and they were really good, and they had pros. But I think this year's Miami team, talent wise, will probably be better. And same with Duke and Carolina. I mean, they're both going to be really elite teams.
Is it expectations to make the NCAA tournament this year?
For Tech's men's team?
Yeah.
I have to see them play first. I mean, I think that's always your goal, right?
Right, especially when you get a larger commitment from, you know, the athletics department, right? I mean,
well, but I, like I said, I think NC State has probably quadrupled its commitment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, Virginia has really increased its commitment. Miami has tripled its commitment, right? So, I mean, I Tech isn't the only team that has really gone up in its men's basketball commitment. And so we have to see him. But, yeah, clearly you want to make the NCAA tournament each year.
I saw Elizabeth Kitley getting a little bit of action now.
Yeah, we actually have some women's basketball news as well. Stephen Fischler, I'm going to like this guy because he was a broadcast journalism student at Penn State. but he got his master's up there as well, and then he got an MBA down at Elon. He's going to be the new general manager for the women's basketball team. He comes to the Hokies from Rutgers. So our men's and women's teams now have officially hired full-time general managers that will help in the player personnel director. He was at Rutgers. He was his title was chief of staff up there, but he'll be the general manager. So welcome to Blacksburg, Stephen Fischler. That was announced last night.
What about the football team with the general manager? How long has that been in place, if it has?
Well, we Triumph has its own staff. And Kelly Woolwine essentially plays the role of general manager. He's not a full-time member of the athletic department, as is the case in the men's and women's basketball program. But Triumph is its own company, so to speak, right? It's its own marketing LLC that works, and Kelly Woolwine is essentially the general manager in that regard. I asked Whit Babcock that because Stanford hired... You know, they hired one of their greatest players ever,
right,
to be their GM, and he says, you know, that's a good move for Stanford, but we like what Kelly brings to the table at Tech.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. Hokies hotline, if you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Your thoughts on NCAA baseball super regionals?
Yeah, the ACC is doing great there. You know, there's five ACC teams left in the supers. Miami and Florida State, Louisville, Duke, and Carolina. And I think we can learn something from what's happened in the baseball tournament because, you know, the SEC got 13 teams in, AWOD.
Yep.
And only four are standing. Four are left. And the number one overall seed was Vanderbilt. They got knocked out by Wright State.
A few of them got knocked out by small schools.
Texas was the number two overall seed. They got knocked out by Texas San Antonio.
Right.
Ole Miss got knocked out by Murray State.
That's the one I heard, yeah.
So nine of the 13 got beat in the first weekend. That's never happened before. And was the SEC the best league overall? Well, during the regular season, it certainly looked that way. I don't know that the SEC had all these number one picks, which is they had had, but the takeaway here is the SEC wants a bunch, and the Big Ten have talked about automatic bids for the college football playoff because they're the best, and there may be a year that the ACC is better than the SEC, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're seeing. Maybe this year, you know, maybe Duke, Florida State, Miami, and Carolina are really good in baseball, right? They don't draw 11,000 fans a game like Mississippi State, who didn't even make the tournament, right? But just because Mississippi State and Arkansas are drawing more fans than the Pirates and the Florida Marlins doesn't mean they're a better baseball team than Duke. And I think that there's a feeling that the SEC is just great at everything, and they are, but I don't know that you can give them guaranteed slots to a football playoff. Because what if they're just not that good for a specific year?
Right.
Right?
No, I'm with you. I was complaining all basketball season long.
Right. I mean, I'm all for the best teams, and I think one of the things that the SEC coaches talked about down in Destin last week was if you're going to have a 16-team playoff, sure, the champion can be the automatic bid for these five leagues, but let the 11 others be the best teams. And the baseball committee, look, they may have gotten it right, and maybe Vanderbilt and Texas peaked too early. But you would not have expected Vanderbilt to get beat twice at home by Wright State. And you wouldn't expect Texas San Antonio to go into Austin and beat them, and Murray State. And by the way, LSU barely got in, right? They had to come from behind in an elimination game on their home field against a team that had a losing overall record. You know, and baseball's different, right? Anybody can beat anybody in baseball if you've got a good pitcher. And then that you can same with softball, right? You get on a roll here in the postseason. But I thought that was interesting that 9 SEC teams were eliminated in baseball before the Super Regionals even began.
Bill, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, before we go, because we got a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah.
The number one story this year, though, in Tech Athletics, this is our last show. Hokie fans continue to deliver, man. They support our teams, wrestling, home or away, women's basketball, home or away, football, same deal, right? Tech had a losing football season last year, but we still finished second in the conference, only to Clemson in average attendance. And if you look at the five-year average, these last 5 years haven't been great for Tech football. Okay, on the results, right? We know that, right? We've seen, three of the last 5 years, Tech's had a losing season, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. But yet, if you look over the last 5 years, Tech is one of only 16 teams in the country that it's averaged over 60,000 fans a game over a five-year period. That's really, really strong.
Yeah, that's commitment.
And we know that we're going to get 65, 632 for every game, whether it's Miami or whether it's a FCS team coming in. And we can't take that for granted. Our fans are just amazing, whether it's buying tickets or donating money or supporting Triumph, whatever it is, they're always there. So it would be foolish of me not to sign off our final minute today without tipping the Hokie cap again to our fans who just – that's the biggest thing we got going for us right now is our amazing fan base that just continue to support our team. And I'll never forget going to Stanford last year, man, and we're playing a game about as far away from Lane as you can. And we had Stanford outnumbered on their home field. And that doesn't happen. You don't ordinarily go to the West Coast and it's a home game. And that happens for us. So I'm so appreciative of what our fans bring.
Yeah.
To our program.
And thanks to the listeners that love this segment. We get hit up all the time by people that appreciate our focus on Virginia Tech with Bill. So thank you so much, man.
We'll see you in Charlotte.
Absolutely. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.